Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sat down on the wait4.com hotline. Welcome in Patrick Garbin from UGASports.com. Unless you have been under a rock from earlier today, you may or may not have heard, I guess you would have had to have been under a rock to miss the news about a contract extension and a raise coming for Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart. Patrick, I'm trying to read between the lines here. If he's not the highest paid coach in college football, I think he's going to be right there with Lincoln Riley and Nick Saban. Give me your thoughts on it. Where do you think Kirby Smart ends up?
You mean as far as is he at the – top,
yeah, just from
top?
from a salary situation. Is Georgia paying $10 million a year?
I think so. I think so. So currently Kirby's at 7.1, which is ranks 10th, 11th, somewhere in there. And then Lincoln Riley is evidently number one with what is believed to be about an average of $11 million. I believe a year, and it's going to be close. I think Kirby's going to be right around that. So if Kirby doesn't end up atop of the list when they eventually do announce the total, he's going to be darn close.
You know, I said it earlier, this is a guy that's not even 50 years old yet. So, you know, to me, I think you're talking about, the number of years in this deal. It wouldn't shock me if we find out it's 10 years and $100 million, Patrick. What do you think from a length of a contract?
You know, I totally agree, Chris. I mean, the whole time that this has been discussed and Kirby could be the $100 million plus head coach, et cetera, 10 years is what is the number that sticks out to me. And, I don't know. I think if you were to ask some people that know even better than most folks, they'd probably tell you about 10 is a good year number to look at as well.
Yeah, Patrick Garbin from UGASports.com with us. And look, I said this earlier, Patrick, you know, he's a guy coaching at his alma mater. Kirby doesn't strike me as being an NFL guy. I think he enjoys the recruiting process. That's kind of been his bread and butter through his career. I think he enjoys the recruiting too much to ever really get serious about the NFL. He's at his alma mater. He can make a whole bunch of money, and clearly he's got Georgia in a spot where they're going to be right at or near the top year in and year out. So it's kind of a perfect situation for him.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, I've been saying for a good bit that unless something, let's just say crazy happens, you know, I mean, something, a big outlier way out there and not an NFL job. If Alabama really came after him and offered him the world, et cetera, I'm not even calling that, you know, crazy. I'm talking, other things. Unless something like that was to happen, he's here. He's here in Athens. I would think to stay as long as one of those one in a million type things don't happen. So he should be good to go as far as
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Georgia fans are concerned.
Look, you cover the program and you're involved in recruiting, and I want to get to that here in a bit, but the upgrade to the facilities that have happened in the 6 years that Kirby Smart has been the head coach there, can you speak to what you have seen they have been able to do? I call it keeping up with the Joneses, and Georgia's kind of I don't know that a decade ago that – not to say they didn't have nice facilities, but I don't know that a decade ago you would put them in that upper echelon facility-wise around college football like I think you would today. Am I right?
You're totally right. You know, a lot of what I do for my work is talk to former players and guys from, you know, from 50 years ago to just, you know, 5-10 years ago. They see what these guys have now, and they're like, you got to be kidding, right? You know, but no, it's a big deal. You know, one thing I noticed from 2015 to 2016, from going from Rick to Smart, was suddenly the places where people would walk around, from, you know, recruits to fans, was more NFL oriented, if you will, like more pictures of Georgia players in the NFL and their honors, and obviously that drives home something with recruits, because they all want to get to the league. So, no, I think with Kirby's arrival in 2016, besides just all the money involved in these major renovations, it's been the little things too, like that, to like changing rooms, which once were blank, to now that they have, like I said, NFL stuff in it, basically saying, look at all these Georgia players that go to the NFL. You want to come and play here, you know? So I don't know if that answered your question, Chris, but I think renovations, improvements, it's, you know, that's another thing that Kirby has been able to do.
Patrick Garbin from UGASports.com. Todd Monken getting a raise also, about $2 million a year for him. Apparently that was done earlier, after the national championship game. What does that mean now for Georgia and this offense going forward? Are we truly seeing Todd Monken's offense now?
I think so. I think in this upcoming season, people will see what it can fully do. I think, I mean, for example, you know, Georgia will be missing its top two running backs from a year ago, but you know, Kenny McIntosh and Kendall Milton, they got the number one running back in Branson Robinson coming in. Georgia's receiving core is rather remarkable, and their tight ends of Brock Bowers, Arik Gilbert, Darnell Washington is maybe the greatest tight end unit in the history of college football. There are going to be some weapons this year. And I think this Monken offense of this upcoming season could be really explosive, even more so than a year ago. In fact, I think they average more points scored per game, and maybe as many as say four more this upcoming season.
Georgia put 15 guys in the NFL in this last draft. Give me your best guess, Patrick, knowing the roster the way you do, give me your best guess on how many guys you think Georgia has drafted next April.
Oh, that's a good question. And I'll be honest, Chris, that's with me just I went through at one point and did kind of count for next April, but that was a while ago. And I think it was double figures. So I think it's certainly not going to get to 15 again, but let's just say next year we'll go with 11.
Is it possible that Georgia had like 8 or 9 NFL guys on that?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That defense this last year?
Oh, you know, it's unbelievable. And this tells you something about the Georgia defense. When 7 defenders were drafted in the first 3 rounds of the draft, that's just unbelievable. However, in relation to, you look at Georgia's 2022 5-star players coming in, and all 5 of them are defenders. So, you know, Georgia's just at that point now where they on defense, I think, is a good example. And they lost some talent. I mean, trust me, it's going to be impossible to duplicate what that defense achieved a year ago, especially considering the losses. However, like I said, there is talent here, and Georgia on defense, and well, at most any positions nowadays, they just seem to what's the old saying? Instead of having to rebuild, they just reload. And Georgia's defense just reloaded, and should still have a noteworthy season this year.
Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. Patrick, I know you cover recruiting there. That's a lot of what UGASports.com does. I can't let you go without asking a little bit about name, image, and likeness. When you're talking to recruits now, how much does that come up?
I'll be honest with you. It hasn't come up a whole lot because I think it's new. You know, it's a new thing, and maybe it's, you know, so you wonder to even really go there, and they really don't bring it up. And when you do ask questions about it, they generally aren't very knowledgeable about it quite yet. However, a lot of these kids do know certainly the gist of it, right? And that they could get paid. So, I mean, to answer your question, it comes up a little bit if I'm talking with, say, you know, someone who's relatively highly touted, if I bring them up, but you really have to poke at them to get something out of them. I think that as NIL continues, I think prospects will become more even open about it, and it's certainly going to change. I mean, the sport's change as it is, and it's just going to continue to do so as things currently stand.
Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. Patrick, listen, I don't want to let you go. The last time you and I talked, and it's been a while since the last time we talked.
Okay.
The last time you and I talked was right after you had put a book out. So tell us a little bit about I know folks that are Georgia fans that are listening to this. If they don't have your book, they'd probably like to pick copies of it up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So this past October, Jake Roos, who's a very well known in the Georgia and UGA recruiting, and I co-authored a book, The Road to Georgia, and it was my ninth book on Georgia football. But I like this one in particular because it was a lot different, because we interviewed approximately 15, 16 former players, beginning with Charlie Trippi all the way to some current day, not currently on the team, but guys that played under Smart and in between. And they described their road to Georgia. How'd they get here? You know, who else was recruiting them? Why'd they decide on Georgia? The assistant coaches kind of in the work, kind of the recruiting stories that we hear a lot from players. You get to finally hear them from guys that before there was, say, a Rivals or any other competition, you know, to tell these stories. So it was pretty neat, especially when you compare different eras. But yeah, I appreciate you asking about it.
Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. Patrick, appreciate you staying up with us tonight. We'll let you go, let you get back to your family, but thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.